I said it's Bahar, and that was actually what I was going to share about, so I can go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to open up. I know how much you know about this, but I found such an amazing sense of equity during the past few weeks with you. Just this balance and this complete like okayness. And I've been able to carry that with me. For sure, we've been home, a few days. But I can start to see here and there where my older tendencies, and I'm hyper aware of them now, of these kind of snap judgments that seem to come all day long. Oh, I wish this would happen. Oh, do I have to do that? Oh, if this happens, I hope that happens. Well, this, and it really is pervasive in my thoughts. And I just wanted to know if there was any more you could add to help me carry this sense of equanimity and this balance that I was so beautifully gifted over the past few weeks. Or how do I, anything more I can do to apply it in my everyday life?
Good thing, I think everybody can benefit and profit from it. The tendencies are like soldiers really waiting for the first thought to be interested to. In other words, when a complaint comes, if you have sympathy for it or empathy for it, you lost it. You just lost it. And they will, you have to work much harder to bring it back, because this soldier, as soon as they feel like they are being triumphant, they bring more people with them. So the best thing is right now that you have let it get even more and more and more by paying attention and feeling sorry for yourself. If you can just reverse that, just now, right now, turn your back to it and just be. Just relax. And really, you have to make a very strong decision that I don't want pain. I don't want this weight. No matter how attractive it is, no matter how much the thoughts are taking my side, which is the ego side, I don't want it. I just don't want it. And if you do that, it would be amazing. Like I told you, as if it was a prophecy a few days ago, I said, this is a gift for you. So I'm glad you can find it on the chat. Take a huge advantage of this time, which means face all your opposition in your mind about where you are and what the situation around you is. Just take a good look at it without judgment, without conversing, without becoming a friend or enemy. Just stay. And then within split second, you see that they vanish and you find your peace back again. But to prevent this from the very beginning is to be guarded against any suggestion that gives you lack and resistance to now. So never is late, even though you did not have to go through this dilemma, but never is too late. Just refuse to lose your peace.
Sure.
And I'm glad you said it. I really do want, if there is a weakness in anybody's thoughts or emotion, to bring it up. Because this is the place that we can actually take a look at it as a second person and see how we can help it.